Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The cybersecurity talent gap is significant. In the greater St. Louis metropolitan area, there are currently more than 4,500 cybersecurity job listings. Tony Bryan, executive director of CyberUp, says companies often want and need more than entry-level skills.
4,500 open roles, that's a big number. And it's going to be really hard to get to that and like even come close to full employment within that space. So we have to be creative on that entry-level component and really take a look at how we're hiring and the type of people we're hiring and investing into entry-level roles to grow the overall workforce.
Nationwide, the federally funded CyberSeek program reports more than 300,000 unfilled cybersecurity openings. Bryan points out the St. Louis region does offer multiple options for cybersecurity training, from four-year degrees to two-year certificate programs to the apprenticeship programs offered by CyberUp. Bryan says potential candidates have to understand the commitment required.
It's going to be long hours. It's going to be a lot of work. They're going to have lots of tough situations.
Bryan says many employers are looking for a mindset as much as skills.
It's definitely a career field that has, you know, a higher purpose, right? I think, and that's where a lot of people are drawn to it, where you are protecting networks. And if you're working for the government, protecting, you know, potential secrets that fall within that.
So does the talent gap pose a risk?
The number one organization that's really struggling to fill talent, it would be the Department of Defense and the government aspect, because they have stricter requirements around clearances and degree requirements. So that piece, and they're competing with corporate America and the salaries that they're paying. So that part, you know, I have a little concern with that.
But Bryan says employers in both the public and private sectors appear to be adapting to the realities of the talent pool.
Not lessening the minimums to get in, but, you know, making them more flexible, and doing, you know, the degree requirements that I know Amazon and Apple have started to waive and look at skills more than just paper.
Bryan says many employers are willing to train hires or provide education reimbursement if they find the right candidate. Megan Lynch, St. Louis News Radio, KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.